2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources.
Well, it was on this day in 1814. Francis Scott Key pens the poem, which was later set to music, as it often was in those days, back in 1931, and ultimately became America's national anthem. And so I wanted to go through just a little bit of that. Obviously, there's a lot around the national anthem as it relates to sporting events. And it's really interesting, the fact that it was actually sports that really made the national anthem the national anthem. The Star-Spangled Banner had been used in various circumstances over the years. In fact, I believe it was Woodrow Wilson who said that it should be played at all of the official events for the White House. And the interesting thing to me is, of course, as Francis Scott Key penned that, it has become something a little more of late. And some good, some bad. And I think we've missed the point on a number of things as it relates to the Star-Spangled Banner. But again, it was not instantly a classic. Again, it was a poem for quite some time before it was actually set to music. And interestingly enough, it went from a kind of a drinking song tune. It was where the music for the Star-Spangled Banner began. But ultimately, I think they got all of that right. And then here's the interesting thing. So again, it had been played at various things over the years. It was not as popular as a Yankee Doodle Dandy or some of the other pop songs of the day. But it was Woodrow Wilson who said, hey, we should start playing this at formal events. He liked it that way. And then it was 1918. And what was it? It was sports. It was baseball. It was the 1918 World Series between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs. And they played the Star-Spangled Banner in the seventh inning stretch. And the commissioner of baseball decided there was such a tremendous response to it that should continue. And so it continued. And then they moved it to the beginning of the game. And that's where that tradition actually began, 1918. Another really fascinating thing, you'll often hear me say that, it's community and culture that lead and the politicians eventually follow. This was also true with our national anthem. The Star-Spangled Banner was put into bill form and presented to the United States Congress at least six times that I'm aware of. It may have been more than that. And was voted down by the United States Congress as the national anthem. And so it wasn't until 1931, March 3rd of 1931, that Congress actually passed the resolution, the bill that made the Star-Spangled Banner the official national anthem. So it was one of those really interesting journeys for the song, much like the journey for the nation. And, of course, we know the history of the song itself and the author. But, again, so much of that has come under attack, unrightly so, I think, in terms of what the purpose is. I mean, we can confront our history. We can confront negative things in individuals from history, but we got to be very careful. We got to be very careful about that. The cancel culture will undermine our history in a way that is detrimental to society and will prevent us from having the very conversations we need to have as a country. So no problem confronting those things. Let's make sure we're not using them as a weapon to rewrite the history or to recreate it. And to me, that's where we have to ultimately get. And so for me, the national anthem is something of great pride. It is something that still stirs me emotionally wherever I hear it. And not just at a ball game or a sporting event, but at so many different events. And if you ever want to have an interesting experience, just go listen to all the verses. Including the a very interesting verse that is no longer included, which was included during the Civil War. So very fascinating stuff there. But just go listen to all the verses of the national anthem and think about where we are. Think about where we've been as a country. And most importantly, especially in an election year, think about what's next. Where do we go from here? I've shared on this program before something about the national anthem from Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson, of course, broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball back in 1947. And he once shared what that was like as he took the field. He actually talked about the World Series of 1947. And Jackie Robinson said this. He said, "I experienced a completely new emotion when the national anthem was played. This time, I thought it was being played for me as much as for anyone else." That was a big deal. He said, "About a year later, I went to Atlanta, Georgia to play in an exhibition game. And on the field at that time in Atlanta, for the first time, there were both black and white players standing along the line, standing together as they listened to the national anthem. And that's a great moment. That's a wow moment, to be sure. To feel those kinds of feelings as you listen to the national anthem of this country. Again, we are a warts and all, challenges and all, failures and all, frailties and all in all. That's how we get to the United States of America. And unless we're willing to be okay with that, unless everyone has to be the perfect saint, unless everyone has to be free from any motivation beyond the purists, that's the challenge. And to be honest, that's part of our challenge in our politics today, is that we have some who are more interested in a purity test from the left and from the right, that they're not interested in getting to the principles. And so while politicians are important, they play a critical role. Politics is important. It plays a critical role. Policy is even more important. It plays a much more important role. I wish we would focus on that a lot more. But it's about the people. And how do we make sure that we're really figuring these things out in our neighborhoods, in our families, in our communities, in our state? That's the way things are supposed to roll. And too often we have abdicated that role and given it to the politicians or looked to Washington to waltz in and solve the problem. And that's part of the problem. And so on a day when we celebrate the writing by Francis Scott Key and the Star-Spangled Banner, it's a good chance for all of us to reflect on what do we stand for? What's that reflection look like? And to all of us, are we really living up to the principles we profess to believe? Doesn't mean we need to be perfect. There are no perfects out there. But are we willing to live up and strive to live up to those principles that we profess to believe? And the good news is, going back to Jackie Robinson, he said, "I can look at my children and I can say, you have a chance. Not a guarantee, but you have a chance." And he said that in his fight to break the color barrier in Major League Baseball, he knew he always had a chance because he lived in the United States of America. I'm Boyd Matheson, opinion editor at the Deseret News. Great to be with you on KSL News Radio today. And as always, as you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that makes a difference.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.